Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card?
Well, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night.
Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime.
So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve.
Limitations apply.
See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
That would be a beautiful, romantic hometown.
I just don't think it's Nick's story.
I don't really know what Nick's story is. I think he's...
You guys, we missed you.
We've been so impatient to get back to Here to Make Friends, specifically to the most important season of The Bachelor ever, finding Nick V's perfect woman.
She's brunette. She's 25.7 years old. She has 3 tattoos of butterflies and 1 vaguely Christian symbol. She fucking loves Olivia Pope, but not as much as she loves dolphins and her mom. It's Nick's future wife.
To help us learn about the many diverse women in the cast who love Chrissy Teigen and Olivia Pope, from the women who love Beyonce, the women who don't read, from the women who only read Steve Harvey, we've got 2 of our favorite guests with us, Bachelor dudes Max Godnick and Sam Usher.
Hello.
Hi, guys.
Amazing to be back.
Sam is here with us all the way from the other coast.
I flew across the country to assess Nick's girls.
It's really important.
We needed like the full panel of expertise here because 30 women, lot going on.
Yep.
First impressions?
Like, I really feel that Nick V was the bachelor for Hillary's America.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a bittersweet moment.
It's a what could have been season.
I really felt that Luke would have been the Trump bachelor.
Luke was looking to make the Bachelor great again.
Maybe we just needed a counterpoint.
It would have been way too much, honestly. It would have been upsetting. It would have been like my entire life was being taken over if Luke was the bachelor.
I would have just been vaguely angry every time I talked about the Bachelor.
But I bet the election's been great for Luke's music career just because, like, brooding country... I'm sure is super in.
Luke makes music?
Absolutely, Luke makes music.
And now we have given him a free plug.
Check it out.
Be sure to check out Luke Pell with Ladies, Watch Your Men.
That's not Trump inspired.
I think that basically any musician who is a fan of Trump has to have like a great boost to their career now because every other musician who is actually famous is busy saying, please don't play our music at any
Is Luke going to be performing at the inauguration?
For sure.
I mean, who else is going to do it?
It's Garth Brooks, and then it's going to be Luke.
I think Luke's going to hold the Bible. But yeah, in this.
But instead we have Nick. And Max, you pointed out that Nick has a very thorough bio.
Yeah, so
lengthy.
I dove into Nick's bio, and it seems he's really rebranding himself as a son of Wisconsin, which I didn't know. I guess it's been made public.
Max is blowing up.
Sorry to both Nicks, and that was an unknown number. all right. So Nick, I thought Nick was from Chicago and L.A., but I guess people knew he's from Wisconsin, but now he's like really from Wisconsin, and a major, major Packers fan. So I was just thinking, like,
I've never heard him mention the Packers.
You know when you always see him on Instagram, like, shirtless and wearing a gigantic cheese wedge head?
Dead giveaway.
But the Bachelor producers must have shown, they did show so much restraint in not bringing him into JoJo season as a foil for Jordan as this Packers Aaron Rodgers representative.
That's so true. Max is getting another phone call.
I don't know who it's
Someone
from.
Someone really wants to reach you.
It's definitely Luke Pell. but yeah, so I just found that I would have loved to have seen Nick go up against Jordan and just really defend Aaron and the Packers.
But it would have been nice, yeah. But it would have been – I really like both of those guys, so I would not have liked to see them clash like that. Personally, I'm reading this right now. It feels like a college essay. His personal statement.
This is what he actually wrote.
I'm a sensitive and self-made Midwestern salesman.
Wait, it also says that he's the most accomplished and successful bachelor, which isn't true.
Why?
Andrew Firestone?
I guess Jesse Palmer was also.
But wasn't Andrew Firestone like an heir?
Like now we're talking about the definition of success.
I mean, Ben Plannick also like owns a winery. I feel that this is a little bit of a.
He was the heir to like an exploding tire fortune.
What about Juan Pablo? That was his name?
He was like former.
I would not call him the most accomplished
league soccer player.
Well,
Nick has not been a Salesforce salesman for years. He's
That's correct.
Okay, so
he's an influencer in LA.
He takes a lot of selfies. Students.
Yep. He probably hasn't been there since like 2011, 2012.
Like he did, I think he did go back briefly after Andy's season,
right.
But I do not think he's been actively a part of the Salesforce team since Caitlin's season.
He's like the most successful Bachelor
within the Bachelor franchise
in the way that Donald Trump had the one in the biggest electoral college landslide in history. Like you can say it,
yeah,
and
guys, I don't know if you
sort of might
heard,
feel right to some people.
Don't
right.
exist.
It's a post truth
season. Yeah. We live in a post truth world.
That's
so
huge for these girls, by the way. Let them get away with a lot. Can I tell you one of my takeaways?
Yes.
I was a little bit surprised by the ages in general.
Upsetting.
They were not I thought they were going to be.
You mean the number of 24-year-olds?
The youth.
For a 36-year-old man.
The youth. There's a lot of youth. And I actually, one of the things I was really looking forward to this season was that maybe it was going to be a slightly older group.
Yeah.
And that would lead to different emotional swings and arcs. And
it's very much not.
It's very much not. This is your classic bunch. This is honestly an older guy chasing younger women.
And it's odd, like, and we don't know how this is going to play out yet, so who knows? It's odd because Nick has never come off as being interested in very young women. Like, he's 36, so obviously these women are a little bit younger always. Like, Andy was a little bit younger, and
Jen was
10 years younger.
But mature AF.
Yeah, super mature.
Also, younger than 26 feels like a very large age gap.
And he treated like the very young girls, like the twins, in a very paternal way.
Right. He was not trying to hook up with them.
Those were his older paradise daughters.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't seem like his style. So
my feeling is that this is less about Nick and more about the fact that there is actually the exact same age spread of women every single season. Like Reality Steve actually a few months ago did a breakdown where he went through every single season of The Bachelor ever, and it has always been basically the same age breakdown. And there have been older bachelors like Chris Sewells and Brad Womack who were in their mid to late 30s, and they had the same. Like Brad, when he picked Emily, he was 37, she was 24 or something. So I think it feels weird because we are more familiar with Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would like to hope that he's not going to choose a 23-year-old. And that feels weird to watch, but it's not. I think it's more about this is what the show does.
I felt the ages big time in the women's profiles because they just screamed millennial, all of them. Like, so much
dating
Little
apps
Mermaid,
were shouted
dating
out
apps,
for the first time.
Yeah. And in that sense, this is a Hillary's America.
I know, you got Olivia Pope, you got Chrissy Teigen, you got Bumble. Like,
do you think we'll get to see like the girls hanging out at the house talking a little bit of politics?
I was wondering if they were in the house for the election.
We live
probably
in a much more political climate than ever before.
And we did see in Sarah's profile a political question. They asked what her political affiliation was, and she said socially democratic and fiscally Republican.
Okay, it's very safe answer.
Yeah. But, who'd she vote for? Did they vote? Were they there for election day?
I think they were.
I did a little digging. I love the digging. They were there. They were filming during the election.
Okay. That'll be a great app.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I assume they won't address it. I will see. It'll be interesting to see. But I heard through sources that contestants were told to vote early or vote absentee, which is also what all of the crew did. and that they did tell them who won the election.
That's very nice.
But that there
hey,
were
girls. Yeah.
But that there were only a few girls left by that point. Because when they finished at the end of November,
I bet
so.
You could like. They would. That would be actually great in terms that, like, they could really play up their emotional reaction.
Do you think that they could like, just, like, cut some tears over the election and then be like, then they're be so like, upset about Nick?
Yeah. they could, like, take a clip of her from a completely different moment being like, I'm worried that Nick and I aren't really connecting the way we need to be. And her, like, sobbing, like, yeah. My family is going to be, like, deported by President Trump.
I was wondering, like, would you be more or less disappointed by the news of the election if you were told the winner by Chris Harrison in a dramatic fashion?
Well, also, like, did they come back?
I wouldn't believe it if I was told by Chris.
That's true. But oh, also, yeah. Like, did they just missed all the context around the last yeah. few months of the election, which is so weird. Like, did they – like, what was the timing? Like, did they come back and then they were like, wait, Donald Trump grabs women by the pussy? Like,
oh my God.
Most fascinating season ever. I'm pumped, given the context.
I really, really hope they address the election head on. That would be such a fascinating ep or two. And the one girl's like really upset and she wants to go talk to Nick about Trump's America and like what happened here. And some girls are really pumped. I mean, can you imagine that moment in the house?
And the more they talk about Trump, like, you know he's going to be watching and tweeting.
The producers just like carefully plant like
opposing.
They plant like a Time magazine or something, and like there's election coverage on the front. And they're like, oh, what's this? We need to talk to Nick about this right away. It'd just be amazing.
Yeah. I really, really want to speak to some of the people on this season about how they dealt with the election because I am fascinated
by it. I have to
it.
Say, like, looking at a lot of the bios, I have to think the election was the last thing on a lot of their minds.
Well, some of these girls are business owners and small business owners.
Yep. They said that a lot.
And we don't know what that means.
We don't know what their businesses were.
You know, for me, a lot of times when you talk about businesses, when you're talking about small businesses, you're talking about economics. Mm-hmm. You're talking about
true.
You know,
you're talking
trade,
about job creation.
Job creations, exactly.
I mean,
and
these
are the kind of things that Trump's going
to
affect.
I would love to believe that these young women are politically engaged, but the track record of this show generally, it's not always the most
activist.
Civically engaged bunch.
No, don't worry about their diff eyewear.
So,
small
one girl,
businesses.
One girl, Corinne, identifies as business owner. And
I think
she's
actually a savvy business owner.
She says, I own an online business. It's very important to me. But the cool thing is it's online, so I can run it from anywhere. So we don't know what she does. What she's really passionate
it's
about
definitely really
is
cool.
that it's online.
Yeah, she might be a small business owner from like 1994.
Right? Like, what are you talking
Look,
about?
I
that
figured
seems
out
to be
this really cool new
two
thing.
Decades ago.
It's called the internet.
Oh, my God.
Well, and
my
favorite show is Frasier.
I love that she's 24 and her
she
favorite show
up.
Is Frasier.
She just woke up from
no, but
1997.
That's cool. She's done a hot binge of an old 90s show. That's not Friends.
She also wants to be Snow White, which...
Girl,
like,
do you know what happens to Snow White? Snow White pretty much dies.
I mean, does she not know about all the other much cooler Disney princesses?
Who don't get poisoned.
And who still get to find their Prince Charming, which, by the way, wrong Disney movie, Prince Charming. Is Cinderella, but
oof.
Whatever. The point is, you could be Cinderella and find Prince Charming.
But
she picked the one who ate a poison apple and is unconscious for like the whole movie.
Arguably dead.
At least not Sleeping Beauty.
But I think Corinne's going to be a player.
And she's got mysterious
tattoos.
I think
she's in the mix. Yep, they're fading.
They're fading, and
they're getting lasered off, and they're fading.
Yeah. You think they got lasered off for The Bachelor?
There's a lot of bad tattoos going on. A lot of hearts. And
someone had an entire symbolic version of the Gospels on her wrist.
Yes,
I want to see that. It's like a hieroglyphic Bible.
Yeah,
it's very Ben Higgins.
In case you were about to forget what happened. Like,
right.
Oh, no, he died.
He
and
does
then he
die.
Died.
Yep.
No, but then he came back. Oh, thank God.
It was like a bunny.
I was so worried.
We do need to talk about the fact that there are 10 women of color.
Yeah.
Yeah, very
which
great.
I
love
think
that.
Must be a record, which is sad.
It has to be a record.
If they
but,
don't source
incredible.
A bachelorette who's a woman of color
this
from this.
This must happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
I
is the
I also
time.
Feel that Nick is aware enough of the criticism of the show and aware enough of his own image that at the very least, like, he won't cut all of the women of color week one.
If one of the Danielles is the next Bachelorette, like, come on, look at who you have. You have some beautiful women of color.
Yeah. Okay, Rachel is obviously the best, maybe of all of them. And if she doesn't win this thing, she should be the next Bachelorette.
She's a lawyer.
She's a lawyer. She's 31.
She has the Bible verse.
She loves Basquiat.
Yeah, she seems intelligent.
I wrote down, she seems brilliant and well-rounded and great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge fan of her.
And then there's Jamie, who is she's catered the Oscars.
And I was like, that's actually kind of a cool accomplishment.
But she doesn't eat anything, so...
Wait,
she's
what?
Like a crazy. She has a crazy diet.
Oh,
I did. So I was wondering
that.
If maybe the Oscars had really bad food that year.
I think a lot of cooks have to watch their eating though, because otherwise you just eat everything in front of you. Okay, all the
Jamie
time.
Also said she can bench press a man with her legs.
And I was wondering, are we going to see her bench press Nick?
I'm feeling.
I hope so.
That's probably going to happen the first night.
Yeah, for sure. Right out of the limo. Right out of the limo.
Is that her entrance?
Yeah, for sure.
Do you want to see? Like,
I hope she wears a jumpsuit. Yeah,
she'll probably wear a chef's apron. And she'll bench press them with her legs.
Because those are things that you think of together.
Yeah.
I'm the chef who bench presses
Love
men
it first
with their
bench.
Legs.
We're putting this out there now. Nick, this is on you.
Yeah.
We need a Bachelorette who's not a white lady.
One more thing on Jamie. Jamie has a tattoo that is a heart-shaped grenade. Very dark.
Edgy.
That is
dark. Absolutely edgy.
Very Bruno Mars.
Mm-hmm. That's a grenade for her.
I like it.
Yep.
I like
fall on a blade for her.
Mm-hmm. On the less edgy side, we have Ida Marie.
Oh my
I was curious
doesn't
how she goes.
Read, has no, could not think of one
She's
favorite
never
book,
read a book
or
She's
author.
Five,
nope. She loves Selena Gomez. Maybe she read the liner notes on Revival.
She wants to be a strawberry because they are sexual.
What do you think people call her? Like, how do you think
Ida
she
gets... or Ida Marie?
Or call
I
her
am.
Ida Marie.
I am.
Ida.
I am.
She better watch
Ida.
It.
Some
of the
you
girls might call her
Ida. You think people can't even get out Ida? You think that's too much work?
No, just I don't think Ida's very like a cute thing to call somebody. So I think she.
You just don't like her name.
You're like, so her name sucks. What do you think people would
well,
call
do you think,
her?
Do you think she's been walking around her whole
name.
Life having people call her Ida?
Actually, it's
Ida
Marie.
I,
I was looking and it says for her favorite movies. I was like, oh, cool, Wedding Singer. Wait, it's not The Wedding Singer. It's The Wedding Ringer, which is a bad movie.
What is that?
It's not the tale.
Oh, it was with
Kevin
Hart?
Hart and Josh Gad.
I saw that in the
God.
Theaters. Mm. Very bad.
Yeah, but The Wedding Singer is
great. The
Wedding
Singer is an excellent movie.
Not her favorite.
I'm sorry.
Is there another movie called The Wedding Bringer?
Well, there
should
be.
I've got my first $1 million idea.
Just bring in people.
From what
to
I understand, you just need to go to like a producer and just be like, "What about The Wedding Bringer?" And they'll just give you a ton of money.
That's what I'm currently trying to do with my career.
Cool.
She Ida Marie eats. She loves a Cheeto with a pickle.
Classic.
I'm just the kind of girl who like I just love a Cheeto with a pickle. You know, just love it.
The consistencies of both those foods are so different. The slime
God.
Plus the powder. Ugh.
Oh, and it would just. Oh, God.
Congeal, that's why it works.
So, I have a question. So she's from Harlingen, Texas. Don't know if I'm pronouncing that right, but Harlingen feels right.
Trump's America, I suppose.
When you, when you guys are scanning through all these girls and when you see their cities, what do their cities, in terms of their like likelihood to win, how do you rank them? Like, what's your knee jerk when you see a Harlingen, Texas, or when you see like Manhattan, or when you see Newport Beach? Who do you like give a leg up to in all these
for
things?
Me, it's on whether Nick is committed, where Nick wants to live. So if
he will certainly be staying in LA,
right? So the smaller town girls I feel like are more pumped to be going to LA, whereas your digital marketing managers from Manhattan might be
right.
Set.
I think New York is kind of.
I don't think
they don't
this is
move.
A big problem though for women because the women always expect to move. Like they're all ready to up and move.
I know they're all ready to move. I'm saying from his perspective because
I don't think he cares. I think it's just like, are you willing to move to fit my life? Great, you're in.
So every time I see, maybe this is just because I'm from there. Every time I see the girl says from my life, I go, well, she's a real contender. She's a real contender. But then when I see Harlingen, Texas, I'm like, there's absolutely no chance.
No, but that would be a beautiful, romantic hometown.
I just don't think it's Nick's story.
I don't really know what Nick's story is.
I think he feels like he's shedding the small town life.
And yet embracing his Wisconsin roots.
That was just his personal statement.
I'm sorry. Milwaukee is not a small town. Milwaukee is a city in Wisconsin. I'm sorry.
And then he was living in Chicago, and then he lived in L.A. He's a city guy.
He's a small city guy. As someone who was from a city in Indiana.
City.
Milwaukee, it has like 100,000 people
I've
in
been
it.
To Milwaukee. It's a beautiful place.
It's a city.
Yeah.
It's a small-end city.
I think when you strip
there
away...
There are more than like five cities in the country. Milwaukee is a city. And Harlingen or
this
whatever.
This is the Harlingen liberal is not. Coastal elite right here.
Harlingen is great. Harlingen is great.
Harlingen is a downright town.
Oh my God. Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's a shanty town.
Whoa. I'm sorry. I think we're glossing over the really important thing in her bio, which is that she doesn't read any books.
Yeah,
I'm confused.
To be totally fair, I don't either.
But
like on the fly, if someone was like, name one favorite book you
I'm
have,
so sorry, I
you can't.
Can't.
Like, she had two questions about books, and her answer to both of them was, "I need to read more."
Major shade from the producers for including those two questions.
Yeah. But they were like, "We want to make you look terrible."
Maybe you guys have great reading habits, but I often think to myself, "I need to read more books."
I read a ton.
But could you name a book that you have read? Read and enjoyed.
I need to read more books.
I was thinking she...
To Kill a Mockingbird's a beautiful book.
There you go.
Thank you.
No, but that's the thing. Like, often you'll see in these things, like, their favorite book is something they read in high school. Whatever.
That's fine. They just named it.
What about Andy Dorfman's book? There is a bachelor book.
Yes.
True. Chris Harrison wrote a beautiful
novel. Doing
your research.
These people are always naming, like, the five fucking love languages. That is a lame answer.
But that's also research for going on The Bachelor.
It is.
Now it is. I feel like this was JoJo's doing.
Yes.
No, it went back before that.
Really?
Yeah, it's
okay.
That.
Well, God.
One more thing on Ida Marie is that she wants to be Selena Gomez because of how good of a singer Selena Gomez is. And it's like, come on. Maybe if you read a book, you'd read a little bit more about our true singers.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Sorry, Selena.
Damn, dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy that you said that one.
Yep. Coming out with the takes for Vial. Sorry, Selena.
I actually think she's a really good singer, actually.
I think she's great. It's just not her voice that I love.
Right, of course.
Oh, yeah. God.
She's got a great
But she's not like Taylor Swift, though, you know? She can't, like, really belt it.
No, she
can't.
You
know, like a T-Swift.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Taylor Swift's personality.
Oh, well, she also has an incredible personality. It's bold and spicy.
And what sexual...
It involves girl squads.
What's sexual about a strawberry?
That's what Emma said.
Yeah.
That's not the first thing I think when you say strawberries.
No.
I think that it's
I understand you can dip it in chocolate or whipped cream.
I think it's
or
a sexual
which isn't
in bed,
sexual.
While in bed.
Well, yeah.
I think that you eat them in a sexual way. I mean,
when I think sexual fruit, I think bananas.
There
Sorry.
Are...
you're a really literal guy.
Or cherries.
I think you're just really, you're clearly more phallocentric. Like, you're thinking of the male perspective here. She's thinking more of the experiential.
Moving on.
I think, you know, there are some women whose favorite fruits and vegetables that they would want to be mirrored your take a little bit more. You know, like, they were thinking more technically.
Yes.
You know, like, I would want to be an onion because it's a staple and it's in the pantry all year round.
They didn't even go to the layers thing, the layer metaphor, which is an easy
one. No, they just were like,
one.
it's always in the pantry, and that's what
that?
I want. Who was that?
Oh, Vanessa.
Vanessa,
who's a special ed teacher from Montreal.
Nice.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
I always like that they throw in a Canadian in there.
Two Canadians in this one. I forgot who the other one was.
And Montreal's a great city, so.
She's also 5'3 and a half.
Okay, as someone who is short, I appreciate that they all included the half inches.
There was a 3/4 in there.
Yeah, yeah. I've been known to add in my extra half inch to 3/4.
It does just seem a little desperate.
You don't just round up.
Yeah,
no, because
up.
It's not. I'm not 5'3" though. I'm 5'2.5".
That's a little desperate.
Speaking to your honor, then
I'm 6'1.5".
That's incredibly honorable.
Yeah, like
but
the
like, you
half
don't need
inch
to round up. You don't need to round up to say you're 6'2". Like 6'1", you're already tall.
But I'm not
like,
6'2". I'm clearly not 6'2".
I know, but exactly.
I'm 6'1.5".
The half inch matters.
But for that, it doesn't matter because you've already like reached the threshold where you're tall.
That's true,
guys. There are things where a half inch matters, but I don't think that this is one of those things.
But
I have a question. That was a bit dumb.
We're going to take a short break, but don't worry, we'll be right back with much more from The Bachelor Dudes.
Okay, so you got engaged. Congrats. Now you may be wondering what comes next.
If you're planning a wedding, the first thing you need to know about is Zola.
With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually even enjoyable.
There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go or, you know, from your couch, which is certainly how, if I was planning a wedding, I would definitely want to do it as loungily as possible.
So important.
I also just know myself. I know that planning any kind of event, like even a birthday party, can get very stressful. And so it's been really cool to see friends use Zola. It really seems to make everything a lot less stressful. And as a frequent wedding attender, I love to be able to hop on that Zola registry and just purchase a gift. Easy peasy. I know I've done it. I won't forget. Thank you, Zola.
Yeah, everything's all in the same place. It's perfect. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
I am so glad that it's finally warming up. And it also means that I just want to have fun this summer and I don't want to be worrying about meal prep. And luckily, I can do something about that with Factor, especially because they have so many meal options like protein plus, keto, vegetarian, something for every diet.
Their fresh, never frozen meals are ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals.
With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore.
Make your whole day delicious. From breakfast to dessert, stay fueled with easy, nutritious options.
I love having a few Factor meals just sitting in my fridge, especially because I work from home. It's so nice to finish up a taping and not have to figure out what to cook myself. Just look in my fridge and be like, oh, in 2 minutes, I can be eating mushroom chicken thighs and wild rice or tomato basil chicken risotto or Santa Fe style green chili beef skillet. And they always have a nice like vegetable side. It feels well balanced. I feel full after, and it's not a headache at all.
Head to factormeals.com/LTSI50 and use code LTSI50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
That's code LTSI50 at factormeals.com/LTSI50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active.
The weather's getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Oh, I'm so happy the weather is finally turning. If you, like me, have been wanting to update your wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune, then Quince is for you. You can build up a lineup of timeless pieces that will keep you looking effortlessly chic year after year.
Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings right on to you.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, as well as premium fabrics and finishes.
I love Quince for all these staples. I mean, linen is my favorite summer fabric. They have so many amazing linen staples. I also found my new go-to, like, summer running around to the playground in the coffee shop bag. It's the pebbled Italian leather. Ooh. Front sling bag. I can just fit a wallet and my phone and my AirPods in it, maybe some lip balm. Absolutely perfect. I'm so obsessed with it. And the price was exactly what I wanted to.
Get warm weather ready with Quince.
Go to quince.com/LTSI for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/LTSI to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/LTSI.
Anyone who's been listening to this podcast for a while, or even not that long, knows that we love Article. I mean, honestly, I'm looking around my home right now. Coffee tables from Article. That lovely chair out on my deck, Article. Our big console, Article. My bed frame, Article. This is an Article household.
It is. And it was an inspiration to me. We finally got our first Article piece of furniture recently, our new couch. And my husband and I are both constantly just like, how did we live before this couch? This is such an improvement over what we had before. It's so comfortable. It just seems to get more comfortable every day. I mean, it's the couch you dream of.
And the reason that we have both been able to find ideal furniture on Article is because Article believes in delightful design for every home.
And thanks to their online-only model, they have some really delightful prices, too.
Their curated assortment of mid-century modern, coastal, industrial, Scandi, and boho designs makes furniture shopping simple.
And their team of designers are all about finding that perfect balance between style, quality, and price, because we all want the best of all of those three things united in one piece of furniture, right?
Plus, they're dedicated to thoughtful craftsmanship that stands the test of time and, you know, looks good doing it.
Article is offering our listeners $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
To claim, visit article.com/LTSI, and the discount will be automatically applied at checkout.
That's article.com/LTSI for $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
1 in 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list, as they should, because it's very important.
If that's you, then make this year the year you finally check it off your list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are handcrafted by over 200 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Wow, that is really fast. Their tips and tools are approachable, accessible, rooted in real-life situations, and delivered with conversation-based teaching, so you're ready to practice what you've learned in the real world.
Plus, all of Babbel's 14 award-winning language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee. I personally used Babbel before I headed off to Paris for 3 weeks, and it was so helpful, just kind of giving me back the basic understanding of French, allowing me to interact with people in restaurants, in shops, and, you know, just not make a total fool of myself when in a foreign country.
Here's a special limited time deal for our listeners.
Right now, get 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/LTSI.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/LTSI.
Spelled BABBEL.com/LTSI.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
We need to talk about some other trends.
Please.
The women this season love dolphins.
Yep.
For a variety of different reasons.
They want to train dolphins. They want to be dolphins. Oh, God, that's horrible.
Okay, changing the subject.
No, are we done with dolphins?
We should talk about dolphins.
Here's the thing. So they all love dolphins, but then one of the women, and I don't know her name right now, but she is afraid of, there was a phobia that she cited, which is a phobia of certain sounds. So hopefully the dolphin lovers, the dolphinophiles, are not
oh
all
God.
Over the place.
But I think what that's we're doing terrible. Is a very good impression.
Oh, God. I think I'm developing a phobia of certain sounds.
I think
right
we
now.
Sound like true dolphins.
I think we sound like true dolphins. Tall dolphins.
This is the dolphins, just as like Nick's girl.
Oh, God.
Okay. Really, with the headphones
yeah,
on
to
right
everyone
now,
who's listening
terrible.
In their that headphones
was,
right
for
now,
for me personally,
sorry.
That was the last time I was
I think it was
dolphins.
ASMR. Yeah, like, that was major ASMR.
Yeah, isn't it like it's the opposite?
I think it's the
yeah,
opposite.
That is the actual opposite.
It is the opposite.
ASMR.
But yeah, dolphins are great. I get it.
Which one of them wants to be a dolphin trainer?
The first
Alexis.
One.
Alexis.
Yeah. She's an aspiring dolphin trainer. When she's 23. And I just giving millennials such a bad name right off
such
the bat.
Such a bad name. She's from Secaucus.
But, okay, nice. So she a wants to be a dolphin pads. Trainer, which involves, like, spending a lot of time in water, but she can't live without fake eyelashes.
Right.
Seems like...
Those aren't great under the water,
no.
I would assume.
It's also
I haven't
like,
actually ever gone in a,
I love
the water with fake eyelashes.
I love the equation that's created by the 5 things you can't live without. Like the category on a lot of these, it's like my mom,
literally
water and Crest white strips. And it's
a lot
okay.
of them want to be the Little Mermaid also, which
yeah.
I guess it coincides with the dolphin loving.
Yeah, and yeah. some want it to be Ariel in the ocean and some want it to be land Ariel.
Did
or
they,
some specifically said that they did not want
yeah.
to be land Ariel.
Well, to be fair, land Ariel
Has no voice.
Has no voice. Yeah. So I too.
I don't think that was the problem. I think the problem was that she had legs.
Yeah.
And they were like,
they
I already want to
be
those.
A mermaid.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing about Alexis, guys, is that her biggest fear is E.T., who is the nicest alien.
Right, of course.
Nothing scary she also about
wrote,
E.T.
She also wrote, what are you most afraid of? E.T., the alien.
Right.
First of all, relax.
To play that
he's
out,
a little bit more than an alien.
Extraterrestrial, which means alien, the alien.
Yeah, exactly. It was just too redundant.
Redundant and wrong. Post
and kind of offensive to us. Like, I know who E.T. is. You can just say E.T.
Are we
and
just reaching a generation that has no idea?
Or perhaps is just scared of E.T. because of they don't know.
One other thing about her is she said, what's the most outrageous thing you've ever done? Mm. And she wrote, move to Miami alone.
A lot of these girls make major moves.
Yeah.
But when do you not, like, unless you're moving with a significant other, like, when are you not moving alone?
I guess with your family. What is like when you're younger,
adult moves.
Here's an outrageous thing I did when I was 16. My whole family moved to Miami.
It was wild.
It was so crazy, you guys. I don't think that most of these women understand what outrageous means. Like, there's like one woman who says streaking, and everyone else is like, "I moved to a new city
alone."
Which just literally means you went on the plane by yourself.
Yeah, probably because you got a job.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
I bet she knows somebody in Miami. It's not like she got to Miami and she knew no one. She's from Secaucus. She probably is like knows all these sort of girls down there, the scene, the club scene. Sure. She's probably at Live popping bottles.
Yeah, she's at Privé.
She's seen Dwayne Wade out.
No.
Well, I know he's not there, but but previously when she was there.
Also, she's 23. At some point while she was there, she had a boyfriend who told her at a Dolphins game that she had a mustache.
Yeah.
And it worked because she doesn't have a mustache anymore.
So there you go. Yeah. Honesty is the best
policy.
That was
policy. Her most embarrassing moment.
I was picturing her like with a full like Groucho Marx mustache and her boyfriend like, being like, excuse me.
I have a what?
You just have a little schmutz on your lip. Just let me get that for you.
The odds that when she exits the limo, she does something dolphin related are 100%. Off the board. It's off the chart. You can't bet on it. They took it off the board.
Hi, Nick.
Oh, no. Ban that noise.
I'm worried that like 7 of them are going to do dolphin related things.
Well,
though.
It looked like from the photos that one of them comes out in a dolphin costume.
Yes, that's true.
I don't know which one it is, but I assume one of those first four.
I think it's Alexis.
Is it Alexis?
Astrid says she wants to be a dolphin so she can rescue lost sailors.
And that's a good reason.
And look, Astrid's just...
Which is just very old-fashioned.
Yeah.
It's like, sailor men in the sea, and I'm a romantic dolphin.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Swimming so fast.
Sort of seems to track more with mermaid than...
Also, isn't... Well, first of all, Astrid's just not a name you see very much anymore.
Nope.
No.
Throw in an E and an O, you got an asteroid. But Alexis the dolphin... That's just a fact.
It's a classic language joke. That's a linguistic joke.
Yep.
Love it.
Do you think that all these girls are going to get together and they're going to be like, hi, my name's Astrid.
I love dolphins.
Like,
oh,
you
my
too.
God, I love dolphins.
Maybe they'll make a little group like the flower group on JoJo's season
but
where they all
be the
have
dolphin
little flower
group.
Nicknames.
Well, I'm actually seeing a lot of business opportunities because you've got some small business. Right. I'm seeing these girls getting together and they're like, you like dolphins?
We should start an app. There should be an app called Dolphin with D-O-L-F-N.
That's
and
what
it matches you with your
online
dolphin.
Online small businesses.
Dolphin. Real quick on Astrid. We touched on Astrid. And so something, I'm all about mystery. I'm all about the mysteries behind these women when they give us just a little bit of a kernel. And it's like, oh, there's something dark there. She had a bad experience with a horse. She's afraid of horses. Because of a bad experience.
What could that possibly been?
Is that going to be her sob story?
Well, her biggest fear is that she is going to die alone and has wrinkles and is going to get wrinkles. So I was thinking maybe a horse told her.
Also, like your biggest fear is that you're
or maybe
going
she saw
to
a
get,
horse
wrinkles.
Get wrinkles.
Like that will happen.
Horses do get wrinkles.
Yeah.
Horses
you see
don't
a horse
crack.
Get wrinkles and then one day the horse is gone and your parents are like, the horse died. And you're like, fuck, that's going to happen to me one day.
But does that cause a fear of horses?
Yeah, it's a bad association.
So, yeah.
It
could. Josephine, the beautiful Josephine.
Mm. I'm sorry, I just want to point out Josephine.
Unemployed nurse.
Unemployed
Ida
nurse.
Marie, Susanna.
Yeah.
Old school.
It's like a farm.
Very Westworld.
Okay.
You could put why did they make her the unemployed nurse? You could put unemployed in front of all these
every
guys.
Every single person. Yeah.
Unemployed trainer.
Yeah.
Unemployed aspiring dolphin trainer.
It shows
they can
an honesty.
Only have so many explicitly unemployed people.
Yeah. Why not aspiring nurse?
She got burned.
Assumed to be nurse.
Assumed to be nurse.
Also, one day we'll be a nurse again.
They let her admit that she was Jewish, which is really a... first time I've seen
and
that.
And as a Jew, I was wondering, who are the great Jews in Bachelor history?
Jason Mesnick.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. J.P.
Is he? J.P. was a great Jew.
Is he good? Is he from...
Is he Andy Dorfman. I don't think Izzy is.
Okay.
Izzy felt Jewish.
Potentially.
Izzy felt...
I don't know. I feel like I've seen her Instagramming some Christmas stuff, but who knows?
Okay. But that's okay. As a Jew,
I was at three holiday parties.
I also love Christmas.
You're wearing a beautiful gingham. Is that gingham?
This is called plaid.
Plaid.
It's not even close to gingham.
It is a... I got Henley's wrong. I always get shirts wrong. I got wishbone.
This is a recurring theme. Yeah. We need to have a workshop with you.
But it's very Christmas. Yeah. You're wearing a beautifully plaid Christmas blazer.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a Christmas blazer. It's blue and green.
It's a Christmas blazer.
It's seasonal. But yes, Josephine is Jewish. Only by culture, though. Don't worry.
But that's okay.
She loves God.
She's a Jew who loves musical theater. I'm going on her Bachelorette season. Yeah. Josephine, I'm 6'1" and a half.
You're going to find her on
I love dolphins.
She's going to be on J-Swipe. Yeah. another occupation that really stood out to me is just being inappropriate. Taylor, who's 23 years old, is a mental health counselor.
Yeah, you can't be a mental health counselor when you're 23.
What the hell does she have to say to anybody?
You need a mental health counselor when you're 23.
Yeah.
Well, you always need a mental health counselor, to be fair.
But a 23-year-old is not ready to dispense that serious
advice.
We don't
know. Maybe she has a social work degree. We don't know.
It does seem young to have gotten a social work degree.
That's true. That is a grad degree.
Post-grad? Yeah.
I think it's,
I'm surprised by that.
Well, we don't know what she means by that.
Right.
If it's a two-year thing and she graduated and she was 21.
Yeah, she actually could have a social work degree.
I mean, great to have a mental health counselor in the Bachelor
House. That seems necessary, honestly. Maybe she can really, like, run some group sessions with all of them.
Wow, her bio is really curt.
We know
that she
loves Forever 21. They are her favorite
I'm
designer.
I'm sorry. We have to talk about this. Forever 21... is not a designer. What they do really well.
They rip off designers consistently.
Yes. It's actually a huge ongoing issue in the world of fashion.
Really?
I happen to not be wearing Forever 21 today because the laws
around copyright of different patterns are a little bit unclear, so they can basically copy designers, independent designers.
I'm looking
sorry, Forever 21. You just got skewered.
There's a lot of issues.
Yeah. Okay, one thing I wanted to talk about is how all the women can't live without their moms.
And that's not funny.
I'm sorry. I think it's funny. Because, like, I'm sorry. Their moms are all going to die before them.
Oof. Well, first of all.
Hopefully.
God willing.
The thing. That's the best case scenario is that their moms will die before them.
True, but you're saying that they're all going to have a dark time
but
coming
maybe
up.
They took it very literally. Can you be alive without your mom? No.
I'm taking this literally. They're going to be like, water, chapstick, my mom. I can't live without these things. You're going to have to.
Right,
you know?
Okay. There's going to come a time
in
their life.
There's a lot of bitter pills that these women will have
to
take.
They'll have to reckon with that.
This is part of they're all like 24. They haven't confronted life.
Speaking of people who can't live without their moms, Christina is an orphan.
Okay, she also does not fear aging, which I appreciated. She's one of the few. All the other 24-year-olds are terrified
Christina.
Of wrinkles. Yeah. Aww.
Her favorite show is Ninja Warrior, which it was the only one who didn't pick an ABC show.
Oh, wow.
Oh, there was a lot of scandal.
Yes.
Well,
Dancing with the Stars. No Quantico, though.
I like her. I'm reading her bio right now. I like her.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Except that there's an edge and there's a darkness. If you could be someone else.
Christina, too.
If you could be someone else just for one day, who would it be and why? My biological mother. This just doesn't seem like the place for that kind of a statement. I'd like to know what she was going through
when
I was young and if choosing alcohol over kids was worth it.
Oof.
That's
very,
her biological mother is sitting there reading this, like.
I think her biological mother is dead.
Her mother gave her up.
Right.
I think she lives.
Let's get Christina on the horn.
Well, I'm sure we'll find out.
Guys,
there are going to be some deep conversations surrounding this topic, I would assume. So I know we didn't get to everyone, but there's just not enough time to go through all 30 women.
And that's the problem that Nick is also going to be faced with. Mm-hmm. There's just not enough time.
He's going to be freaking out.
Freaking out.
I think he's going to be pretty composed, actually.
He's done this before.
Yeah. Fourth time's a charm.
Like, he knows how, he's basically a producer himself.
One of the girls said that her biggest regret is that she's given too many guys third and fourth chances. Nick is literally on his fourth chance.
Huh.
So, I don't know. Maybe she didn't watch his season.
The pot and the kettle.
Yep.
Maybe okay, she so was do we like, have any? I would never have let him go.
Do we have any front runners? Just judging from this,
I think there, there are a couple
of standouts. We need to talk about one more person that we didn't get to.
Please,
Liz. Who we?
I'm sorry, Liz was my front runner.
She's one of my front runners.
Yeah. Great. Well, we also know that she has hooked up with Nick before, and he didn't know she was coming on the show.
Wait,
she is a friend of Jade's.
She's pulling a Nick,
and they hooked up at Jade's wedding. To Tanner.
How do you know that?
First of all, Chris Harrison said in his Yahoo post that
a friend of ours
that Liz had kissed Nick.
Oh damn!
Beforehand, which I assume means they've slept together.
But that's classic Nick. That's what Nick did to Caitlin.
Classic Nick. That's also a classic wedding.
Yeah.
Like,
no problem.
It's a classic wedding bringer.
No, that makes sense. But now.
Okay.
That's actually what the plot of that movie
is. Good. That's good to know. Because she screams front runner.
I think she
seems very much his type. She's brunette.
Do we think
that
the previous
self-confident looking,
I think it's problematic.
Contact is a knock against her?
I do.
I think maybe.
I think
he's going to want someone fresh.
I think it guarantees her top three.
No. I think.
It guarantees
that's
her.
That's what I think.
I think it's going to be a. I think it's going to mean she doesn't do that well.
Oh, I think it guarantees that she at least gets to the midpoint. And if she gets to the midpoint, then it's like, I guess it's gotten past the previous hookup. Then it's just judging her on her
merit.
Guess it depends how into her he was after they hooked up.
Right.
Like, we don't know how that experience went.
No.
Could have been great. I would guess he's into her.
He's attracted to her.
Yeah. That's a good starting point.
I'm attracted to her.
She's beautiful.
Yeah. I think she looks like exactly his type.
Yeah, and she's, you know, has friends in the franchise. She's age appropriate.
Oh, she does have friends in the franchise. Ooh, that's a great point. She's friends in the franchise. So they have mutual friends. That makes things, it's just, there's an ease to the whole thing.
Yeah.
Also, 29 for Nick feels like the
sweet spot.
Perfect.
Yeah. Perfect. Definitely. That's one of the things I thought really jumped out
about her. I would really like to see him choose a woman who's over the age of 28.
Me too.
Yeah.
The thing about Liz that's a red flag for me is that when it says she just hopes in her life that she never has to kill someone. For me, that's not a fear. I'm pretty sure I'm not going to have to kill someone. Yeah. She.
Oh, I liked that answer.
I mean, it was kind, but was it necessary?
It's not usually the type of thing you have to clarify.
There you go. Speechless. Speechless.
I do also find it to be slightly problematic that she's this goes back to my, like, judging the cities kind of thing.
Yeah.
This
very from, judgmental.
Very judgmental. I have a lot of opinions
she's from
on
Vegas.
Cities. She's from Vegas, and that feels like a baby red flag.
Like the twins.
What are you doing in Vegas?
Unless
why are you
she's
living
truly
there?
From Vegas.
Okay, so we have Liz as a potential front runner, or she's going to do terribly because they already know each other.
Mm-hmm.
I think Rachel will do well.
Mm-hmm.
She seems awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she seems
Danielle
amazing.
Danielle M. is blonde.
Oh,
which
I'm
is
looking to
rough,
slide into the DM. Danielle M.
But she is, despite not being totally his type in that regard, she does seem, she's a little bit older.
Is she our oldest, 31?
I think she is.
Her fiance passed away.
She and Rachel. Yeah, she's lost a fiance. She's got that like mature experience side.
I think Danielle M's gonna win. Nick's gonna slide into the DM. Done.
Wait, she's a.
I don't know if a blonde girl's gonna win. He's not into blonde.
I've never people seen change. Him into
I don't
blonde.
Think anyone. I don't think people lose their fiancés win. It's a terrible take, but it's. I don't ever think that the Bachelor or Bachelorette.
I think they
are
often.
To take on
I think they
with
often make
baggage.
It far though.
I think they make it far, but they don't win.
She'll do well.
These people
want
to start their own fresh lives.
She could be our next Bachelorette.
And she can never do that because she's
hopefully
damaged.
Hopefully not.
Sadly, I'm really
on this show. I think so.
I really.
It's a terrible take of mine, but. That's where I
she's
stand
done
on
a ton
now.
Of self-growth. She put herself back together. Like, I'm intrigued by Danielle.
I think she'll do well.
I think she's better in real life than she'll do on the show. Whitney, for me, is getting one of my first impression roses.
She's from Minnesota. How are you going to judge
hate
her?
Whitney. I'm sorry.
That she's ready for her big city life.
Wow. What if she wants to stay home in her small town?
I can't imagine. I don't think that is a prereq that you can just assume all of these girls don't want to stay in their hometowns. They all are choosing to go on The Bachelor.
That's
so did
true.
Chris Soules.
Chris Soules is a dumpy man. I'm not comparing Chris Soules to any of these young, poised beauties.
I'm sorry. Whitney. Whitney's bio is so, like, nothing.
She
so
likes
nothing
going
burger.
To movies.
What are you talking
but
about?
It's also fun to rent them at home.
And the one...
Fact. True.
I'm sorry. The one slight bit of, also, like, interest that she has...
Is that what they mean by when they say, do you enjoy the theater?
100% no.
It's not. And then the one slightly interesting thing that they include is, if you could be someone else for just one day, who would it be? And she says Gisele Bündchen, because she has the reputation of being a really successful model and married to Tom Brady.
You're like, no, in fact, she is actually a supermodel.
No, I yeah. think she knows something about Gisele that we don't know.
But she does have this reputation. Like, people think she's married to Tom Brady, but is she? I don't know. It would be so interesting to be her for a day and find out what's really going on there.
I think Vanessa could do well.
Okay,
let me go.
She's the special ed teacher from Montreal, yeah. 29.
I think most Canadians are out.
I like Olivia.
Unless she's willing to move.
Olivia was a kicker on her high school football team.
Ooh, and from Alaska. That's
and
a,
from Alaska.
I was thinking, how far does she need to go in order for Lifetime to buy the rights to her story to make a movie out of it? An Alaskan female football kicker on an all-men's team.
Yeah, that's great. Top I'm in, four. I like Olivia.
She loves Nicholas Sparks, so maybe he would write her story.
She's on the right
her.
Show.
They all love Nicholas Sparks,
yeah.
And
to
who
be
doesn't
fair.
Love Nicholas Sparks?
I mean, I kind of... I'm ambivalent about him.
Can I make a comment just about photos and anyone listening can yes. go check it out? I think it's a great look. Jasmine B is the most covered up I've ever seen one of these girls in one of these photos.
She's wearing a full, is that a turtleneck?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It looks great.
It looks yeah, great. Looks it looks great. Great, but I've never seen anyone like not
That's
showing
true.
I also
want to
say, she is like incredibly beautiful.
She's stunning.
Oh yeah, fully.
And she's a flight attendant, which is great for The Bachelor.
Lauren B.
We know, yeah, we yep. know that yep. that does yep. well.
It's tried and true.
She's already from the West Coast.
Yep. So relocation costs are
but
low.
But her favorite author, Steve Harvey. So that
yeah, that's
for me
a
is
real
a red flag.
Knock against her.
Talk about post-truth.
What's the problem with that?
He lies. He gets information wrong.
He also certainly does not dish out great advice
on success and relationships.
No.
I don't know. Maybe you guys have never watched the YouTube videos that I see on Facebook. He gives out great advice to his audience from time to time.
Watches YouTube videos on Facebook.
How's that working out for you in your personal life?
My YouTube videos? Good. I've learned a lot of really damning things about Hillary.
Moving on to Jasmine G. Jasmine G is a pro basketball dancer, so she's from San Francisco, so gotta think she's a Warriors dancer.
She's a Warriors dancer.
So she's cream of the crop there, and she's looking to buy an NBA team. So if
ambitions
I'm,
like AF.
If I'm chasing the pennies, I'm following Jasmine G's trail.
Okay, so I think we have a good, solid group of front runners here. I wish we had unlimited time to keep talking about this, but unfortunately, our producers.
No problem.
Gesturing at us.
I just would love maybe next time, I mean next season, if they could just have one girl who liked a book that wasn't a children's book or a dating advice book.
I agree.
I don't think we've ever seen that. And
Or they just don't include that because a lot of them don't have the favorite book
Maybe they're
question.
All saying, like, In Search of Lost Time or something, and we just don't even know. But that's something I really am going to look for next
year.
Well,
it's a great hashtag goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you like if their favorite book was, like, Girl on the Train?
I'd take it.
At least it would... It's not.
It means
something
they've
about
read
love
a book
languages.
In the past 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nightingale. These types of books.
A Song of Ice and Fire. People read that.
They we'll do. Take what do we they? Can get. My biggest goal is just that there will be a woman who is in the final four, therefore couldn't be the Bachelorette, who's not white. That is my number one goal for this season.
You're here.
Yeah.
Amen.
It could happen. I feel good about this season.
If there's anyone who can. Get us there. It's Nick. I have a lot of faith in him. I hope he doesn't destroy our faith in him because we have been Nick fans since the beginning.
Yeah.
So come on, Nick. Don't
biggest,
disappoint us.
His biggest legacy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know he wants to leave a legacy.
Of course.
This could be your Obama
and go
care,
on
Nick.
Dancing with the Stars.
This could be your Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. Your
gay marriage.
Your repeal
this
of
could
Affordable
be your
Care
great
Act.
Society.
Mm-hmm. Oh God.
And just remember, you know we. We stood behind you, and we've helped build you up, and we will destroy you.
I think he's going to stand behind a couple of these girls.
Hey, yo.
Wow.
Sam, Sam and Max. It's been a pleasure, as always. Well, Sam, please visit from LA more often.
I actually have been very regularly visiting, so maybe I'll be back.
Just not telling us. Great. Cool.
There's
whatever.
A story there. I'll be here.
Okay.
Here to Make Friends is produced by us, Claire Fallon and Emma Gray, and also produced and edited by Nick Offenberg. Thanks for listening to The Preview. We'll be back in January after the premiere.
With my busy life, I use Shipt same-day delivery to keep up. When I need a jar of extra creamy peanut butter delivered, I know my personal shopper Amber will come through. And if it's not on the shelf, she asks them to check the back. Shipt, delight in every delivery. Learn more at Shipt.com.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Visit Angie.com. You can do this when you Angie that.